This is some chop with bobcats.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I was leery about going down to the lower medicine. And then, of course, when you switch medicine, they give you a pill. It's different from the other
pill because
it's
the lower medicine.
We switched over to the sickle more now.
You should go do Pritchard's again. It's terrible.
Took me forever to figure that out.
They only did one cut on the top. So
took me over 2 months to figure out that I was taking allergic medicine.
So when you come along at night, you can't see the
both at the pharmacy and at the doctor's that I'm allergic to this medicine. And then I ended up with it because it's a different pill, so it wasn't
the
same medicine.
It's all right.
Good morning, everyone. November 7th, 8 o'clock, Barnes County Commission. Meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy.
Here.
Inky.
Yeah, here.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Yep. Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anybody got any additions that anybody's aware of? If not, Jamie? Howdy.
Howdy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I'm here this morning to visit with you guys about the replacement of the semi-tractor that was totaled out here 3 weeks ago now. Our truck that was totaled was a 1997 Ford AT9, the 13-speed manual transmission, 752,000 and some change miles. Insurance actual cash value will be $17,557.14. If we choose to keep the old truck and piece it out or whatever, that value is $4,056 for salvage value. So if we decide to turn it over to the insurance reserve, we would get the full $17,000 minus the deductible of $500. So that would be $17,057.14.
That's because of the deductible, right?
The $500 deductible. Mm-hmm. If we choose to keep the totaled semi for some reason, that would have to subtract out that $4,056.
Is that microphone on?
Probably not.
Is the camera pointing right at Jane?
Yes, yeah. It still is.
It's okay.
Want closer? We can get it closer.
Please. Do I need to repeat that?
No.
Okay. So we did take a look underneath and at the totaled semi, and the wet kit is damaged, so we're not able to salvage that. It's a horse apiece. I don't know when we would be able to repair the totaled one. I asked a person here in town who does that. He said he was over a year out. I don't know that that's really where the county wants to go or not, so I'm looking for...
Is there a reason we want to keep the truck?
Not in my eyes. I
okay.
wouldn't recommend it.
So we had it insured for 20, right?
We had it insured for 20.
So why don't we get the full value?
What you insure something for and what the insurance actually says its actual value is something different. So
they took $2,500 for because they said that it's depreciated or something? Or
well,
what?
Yeah, they put feelers out to see what its actual cash value was.
Let her go.
Tell
Let's
them to replace
the
it for $20,000.
Yeah, they won't do that.
The cab's pretty tough shape.
Yeah. I just say take the money and put it towards a new one.
I just went up and looked at it. I mean, the cab's pretty tough shape.
It's pretty tough.
I'd say...
I don't think you could salvage a cab or anything.
No, and we were able to manually turn the engine, crank it over, but we're not able to start it.
Oh, you think it kept running too long on the side?
Probably.
So
probably.
Is there any tires that we can swap off of it that are
we're
in good shape?
We're going to try to swap out the tires, if the insurance company is not listening. We're also going to take our radio out of there. We believe the bubble light, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. our flasher light on top. We're going to remove that. We're also going to remove the new AM/FM radio we've just installed in it. So
those are all accessories, and they're not considered right. part of the main.
Get the GPS system out of it.
Right.
Mud flaps.
Yeah, you know, anything.
They're all taken out.
All those little accessories will certainly.
Let her go.
What are we looking for here? A motion just to sell out or take the money and put it towards a new one?
Yeah.
Yes.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Okay, so now that leaves us with replacing it. Bill was looking online and sent options. He sent me a really good one, except it was way down in Fairmont, Minnesota. I misunderstood him, thought he said Fairmont, North Dakota.
Who said?
I thought you said, and I got confused.
I sent you the caption.
I know. I was confused.
Anyway, that's okay. That happens.
It happens. I'm sorry about that. So anyway, I did not go look at that one because Fairmont, Minnesota is south of St. Cloud. However, we were able to locate other semi-tractor trailers with Tom Gilbertson up in Binford. At Gilbertson and Sons, we looked at 10 and test drove 2, and have 2 options to present to you today for your approval for replacement. Option number 1 would be a 2019 Kenworth T680 with a PACCAR engine for $51,500. It has 431,925 miles on it. It's an automatic. It didn't hold air very well. It had tape on the windshield, super singles, which we don't really want. We'd have to swap those out. Minor tread wear, mild brake drum wear, fairly clean, but some minor body damage to the cab. This price includes the installation of a new wet kit. So with the actual cash value minus the deductible, our cost would be $34,442.86. Option number 2 would be a 2014 Peterbilt with 331,457 miles on it. So
150,000 less.
Yeah, yes. Less miles. It is older, but less miles. It's a 13-speed manual transmission, so it's not the automatic.
Actually have a truck that can take the test in.
Yes, I would prefer to have an automatic, or not an automatic, a manual transmission truck. Otherwise, our drivers will be restricted to manual transmissions only.
No.
To automatics.
On their CDLs. Yeah. So yeah.
Yep.
I would prefer to have a manual transmission. So you can tell I'm leaning towards this one right now. All around the tires were good. Pretty good wear, life on them left, nearly full life on the brake drums. The cab was very clean, no engine leaks, no body damage, and it had a PACCAR engine as well. And so our cost would be $32,442.86.
After the
insurance.
Okay.
And my recommendation would be to go with option number 2.
And that included getting a wet kit.
And that includes the wet kit, yes.
Sounds like $49,000 or so.
Yeah, its price was $49,500.
And at 300 and some thousand miles, that's nothing or something.
We hopefully will have many, many years with that semi.
Are those PACCAR motors okay?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a semi engine out there that isn't fairly decent nowadays. So. We've got varieties of different ones. So.
You going to get it today if we approve it?
I can pick it up tomorrow morning.
Is it done?
It's approved. It will be done.
What color?
Tomorrow morning. It's white. Both of them are white.
Okay. Day cabs?
Day cabs.
Motion to approve.
Wait, I want to ask a question. Is there any, did the state ever have semis on their auctions?
I have not. I'm signed up to that state fleet auction and stuff. I haven't recently seen one, but that may be an option for us moving forward to add an additional semi to our fleet.
I just wondered if I used to monitor them more closely, but
yeah.
I did look on a couple of websites out of Fargo, FM Truck Sales and Freightliner, and you probably did too.
Yes, sir.
In the 30s, you can get a truck, but they all have 6 to 7 to 800,000 miles.
Yeah, I was really impressed that this was low miles and there wasn't rust on it. It wasn't just me looking at it, so any concerns about that, because I'm not a truck driver. I did bring our mechanic and I did bring Todd Smith with me.
Yeah.
And I based my decision recommendation off their evaluations of the truck. So
I make a motion to approve us to buy the...
I already did.
You already did? Oh, okay. I'll second it then.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
So tires were suitable on that second one. You don't have to...
Yes, sir.
They didn't have super single.
No, it had duals, like we would like.
And it will have the wet kit.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I shouldn't second since I'm a portfolio holder and you are too. Maybe
you can. It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
You wouldn't have, I would have, so.
Okay.
We can still hold it now.
Sure, that's true.
Roll call.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicki.
Yes.
I just have one question. I did not put it in, I did not have Heather put this price bill invoice into our bill run today. Is that something we can get a manual check for, Julie, or?
Why don't we just add it?
Okay. Okay. All right, we'll do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
If it's okay with the commission, I'll just add it on to.
Yeah. Yes.
Are we interviewing, or we decide not to do that?
We do have... two more applicants. Well, one's not a new one. I did send an email to both Bill and Vicki, another applicant that we turned down previously because we had concerns with. And then we do have a second applicant who does not have a CDL. And I'm not sure if we...
want to interview him or not?
Want to interview or not. It's up to Bill and Vicki. I guess I don't know without interviewing him if he's an exact good fit or worth a $5,000 investment. So I'll defer to Bill and Vicki if his for application and we'll talk. So
okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and Jamie, just let us know when it's added and then we'll...
Okay. Yeah, I'll have Heather put it in here when I get back.
And check on the Pritchard Road, too, if you get a chance.
Yes, sir. I'll go check on it right after this.
And my driveway still isn't paved yet.
I know. It's too cold to pave.
You want to introduce your new hire?
Oh. You still have a... Remember when you made up a sheet on a cost of the Peak Road repair?
Yes, sir.
Would you have one of them up there? I'd stop and get one.
Yeah, I'll make a copy.
I get asked almost every day when we're going to do the Peak Road.
Oh,
I tell them, you'll be back. $2 million. I say, well, just do it. So I just want to show them.
Okay.
The farmers in that area say, we'll just do
it.
Right.
Yep.
So send me that paperwork, too.
I had one, and I can't find it. So.
Yeah.
You gave them all last year, township officers needed.
Yep, I handed them out to township officers because it's been a hot topic, right?
Yeah, I get asked all the time.
I did apply to do a project with the flex funds that are available through the state, and it was denied because it's a little...
to nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the people who live there, but it doesn't hook up with another state or county road is the problem, and it doesn't service
city
Peak South.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that one, I've been getting one call after the other, and that is, because Mr. Winders got rid of the connecting road on the end of it. It used to go from Pingle to the Catholic Road.
We did do substantial patching, however.
They said you did a really good job patching.
Thank you.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, we've put a lot of time and energy into it, trying to band-aid it together, but that's...
They said you did a good job.
I can't find my paperwork from the state when we went to that transportation meeting out in Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
Did they send that to you after you... Would you... Maybe these guys can have a copy.
Yes, because I didn't get one.
Yep, it'll have our projects.
I'm sure it's in my bag.
Our federal trust.
Let me just stop up someday and get that sheet.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been getting calls too, or what?
Oh, I get asked every day.
Well, stay out of Senex.
Barbara, do you want to come up? I'd like to introduce you all to Barbara Selcher.
Good morning.
Barbara, how much?
Selcher.
She is
be nice,
our HR payroll.
Be nice, Cindy.
I just couldn't hear it. Julie. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Good.
Is it?
Enjoying. It was very interesting with election.
Yeah, you kind of walked right into the fire.
Yeah. Learned a lot.
Good. Good.
I think you'll have enough to keep you busy too with the coming stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, is some of it similar to what you've done before? Is it all Greek?
No.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a little bit easier.
You got that nice drive, so you get a clear head on the way over. So.
I actually
see life's good.
Drive. It's a nice downtown.
Where do you live?
I'm from Jamestown.
Oh,
are you?
Bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's not so bad.
And we didn't hold that against her.
Well, you
I graduated
will
from college here, so.
Oh.
Are you originally from Jamestown?
No, originally from Bismarck.
Okay. Well, you're just moving on east, huh?
Most people move south because it's warmer. You move east.
And it's colder, by the way. Bismarck's in the banana belt sometimes, but our area never is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you need anything, give us a holler.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fire alarm system.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, that's where it is. I just said it was in my drawer. I don't know what it was.
It's mine.
Okay.
It's a tester of some sort.
Let's see. Oh, so the fire alarm system, I had gotten you guys a quote on having them monitor it. You guys wanted it, so it just called directly to dispatch. They said they normally don't do that anymore, but sure, we can do that. And the parts and material is $1,627 for parts and labor for them to install a dialer, and then I drop one of our POTS lines over there and connect it up. It doesn't self-test. He said we'd have to test it manually, and I already talked with Shane about it, and we talked about once a month just shorting it out so it purposely dials out to make sure it actually dials out once a month. And yeah. So
good plan.
We manually test ours monthly.
Yeah.
And, of course, we do it in different shifts. But, yeah, I think the self-testing, is that constant self-test, or is that, how do they self-test?
So with the other one, it's connected to the internet, and it does a self-test once a day.
So is there a way that we can make that happen, and you can see that on some level of technology?
Not with this, no.
Okay.
So we'd have to manually. And I already talked with Shane about it, and we talked about it.
I mean, actually pull the alarm to make sure it's working? Or?
You can short out the system a little bit so it doesn't set off the whole alarm.
Okay.
And is what they said. And then it'll act like the alarm's gone off without, making everybody leave the building. So
I think do that, when it's 40 below.
Yeah.
Make leave the building.
And I know that Jessica has talked about, of actually having a fire alarm test more often than we do, which would then also trip the dialer as well, and that'd be the test for that month. So.
Okay.
So what was the total cost?
$1,627.
Kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Compared to
Are
the
you
other
one. Comfortable
row?
With how it will work?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to remember to test it once a month, and I'm sure between the maintenance staff and I, it shouldn't be a problem.
Shane can put it on his radar.
He must have a preventive maintenance
schedule.
Plan.
Yeah, he's got. I've seen his schedule downstairs, and the guys have.
So what's our other option if we don't go to this?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah. Well, we had to pay them a service fee.
So it's basically the same thing, except it connects to our network, and then they have $550 a year? Maintenance fee.
And then it's self-tested.
And then, and it's cost $550 a year extra. And, that could go up over time, is when you have maintenance fees.
So which one are you more comfortable with?
I'm fine with either one.
I think if it goes straight to dispatch, it only makes sense.
Right,
We can do with that.
Right, and honestly, dispatch would get it faster, because otherwise it'd go to them, somebody there monitors, and then they call dispatch and say, hey, you have a fire, whereas this would just go straight to dispatch if there's a fire, and we're talking seconds. It'd dial straight to dispatch.
8181 or 911 or 81?
It'd call 8181.
Well, when you get the 8181 call from me all the time, does my name pop up?
Typically, yes. And I don't know what this will look like. I would assume it'll be like a pre-recorded message.
Yes, it'd be a recorded message that basically says, there's a fire in the courthouse, go check it out or something.
It would, but you'd probably see it's coming from the courthouse.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll show up as.
The caller ID will come over.
Yeah, cool. Well, then that, I mean, if there's something coming from the courthouse at 3 a.m., you can about guess.
That would be weird.
That would be a signal.
Yeah, we would go, that's not right.
Okay.
So,
are you guys okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it can't come over 911. We cannot accept alarm calls over 911 legally, but the admin line, that's totally fine.
I make a motion
just
to move forward.
Just as long as I know when it starts.
Second. So motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
It's not even the money. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
It did to me, too. So,
okay.
So the medicine, is working.
Yeah, it did.
Vicky?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
Bill.
That's fabulous.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Jason.
You got a new hire yet?
Oh, yes. She'll be starting the 18th of November.
And she is?
Secret.
Apparently it's a secret.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you don't want to pronounce her name yet.
No. Jordan Everson.
It's Shane's.
That's
what
you were talking
right
about.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shane who?
Everson. Body man out at Wendell.
That wife or
daughter?
And his wife works at
his
activities.
Okay. And you thought she was a pretty good fit? I mean, her resume seemed to be good. But.
Yeah. So I interviewed, so I called all three that I got, and only two responded to having an interview. The third one did not. And which, whatever. Maybe he got a job in the interim, right? I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
And she did well in the interview. So in the conversational interview, they both did fairly well, okay enough anyway. But then I did a hands-on test as well, and she did really well on the hands-on test, and the other person did not do as well. And,
okay.
Yeah, they even made a comment in the hands-on test, so I guess that's why I didn't get this job. So,
so is she starting soon?
The 18th of November.
18th.
Yep. I offered her the position on the in the middle of October sometime, maybe the 18th or 19th, and she wanted to give a month notice, something about people at work were gone or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that was nice of her to do because she is our tech person. So
right.
It leaves you short, but when I interview, if they can start immediately, it makes me nervous.
Exactly.
I don't want
I would rather hear that than I can start Monday, which she couldn't have been able to start Monday anyway because we have to do background tests and whatnot. And she did already pass all her background checks and stuff. So.
Great.
Yep.
They'll get along well because Jordy's not a big conversationalist.
No. She'll just sit there listening to me blab all the time then.
Yep.
Hopefully she's got time to go get a haircut if she needs it.
She's
Jason, I love you.
She's a fun young lady.
Are you saying I need a haircut?
No.
she's a super nice, fun. I told Jason, I said, she does everything from, just like him. Our cameras, she just, it all lands in her lap.
Live in Valley?
She's living with her boyfriend in Valley. If not, she rides back and forth with her parents from Daisy and the weather.
She said she lives in Daisy, and when I asked, because we're on call 24/7 every other week, and she said that wouldn't be a problem because her boyfriend lives near the airport.
Yeah.
So she said if there was bad weather, she could always just stay with her boyfriend to crash at her boyfriend's house at the airport.
Yeah,
so,
she's used to having to be at work when the weather's bad.
You make her come in?
Yeah. So, that's the law.
At that place, it is.
Well, good. I hope it works out. If it doesn't, I won't be here for you to blame.
I'll call you up anyway.
Okay.
I'll blame your husband.
He's going to get a lot of blame.
A lot. He would probably say she's really good,
too. Well, I'm glad you got some help right away because, you know, it's been a while and it's...
Yeah,
I'm sure you've been going behind.
Yeah, it's
without divulging anything, have you heard from Gage?
Nope.
I wondered about him. I've heard
a lot of rumors, and
I just hope he's okay.
Yeah, I've heard he actually got a job in Fargo. I heard he didn't have a job in Fargo. I don't know.
And it's really not my business. I just want to know that he's okay.
Yeah, I wish him well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't heard a thing from him, nor have I reached out. So
that's
very good. Thank you.
Yep.
You have a marvelous morning. Pat, that's Julie. She's got the rest of them.
Sheriff Department.
Sheriff?
Jason, I should have asked, when does this start?
Well,
as soon as you get the equipment in and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I didn't ask that question about how long it would take them, but I'll sign this right away and send it over and ask that question.
It'd be good to make, well, I know you will, but I mean, they need to know too. And
right, and we'll test it when we hook it up today.
Okay, yeah. Yes, oh, of course yeah. You will.
Great idea.
Thank you. That would only make sense.
So what kind of fire alarm system we have now? The old one where we pay maintenance?
Well, I think it used to ring into the jail, and then we
let the company
manage it, and, yeah.
Okay, so we've been paying the maintenance fee and everything.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Really,
it's just nice to have it.
Sheriff Department.
Local.
Yeah.
You got some bids for us?
Copier proposal, radios, desks, and shelving.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's got the copier stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I can start with that.
I like to just spread out.
I talked to you two about the copier.
Yes, you did.
They sweetened the deal and they're going to give us new copies.
Well, that's your right.
You cannot increase the money every year.
Oops.
That's fantastic.
So where does copier come from?
Marco.
I know. You have your
factory.
Own copier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the company supplies the copier, and then...
You didn't have a copier up there?
No, they have one. It's just replacing.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're
the contract's up, and they're going to... They come out early.
Okay.
And offered us keep ours at a cut rate, cheaper than what we have now, uh-huh. with no increases.
Okay.
You know, maintenance increase.
Right.
They sweetened the pot about 2 weeks ago and said, we'll give you a new copier, just like yours. With that deal.
This is
the copier that we're getting. So the jail would get the same copier the sheriff's department.
Oops, I'm sorry.
And then we actually talked to our rep, and we're adding dispatch to it, so we'll be on the same contract.
So we're looking at two copiers?
It'll be two copiers for the sheriff's department and the jail, and then...
Well, that's what we have now. We're just replacing stuff we have.
Both of them, though.
Yeah, right.
So it'll be three. It'll be a five-year contract. They restarted dispatches. So all of our contracts will be up at the same time. It saves us.
In essence, you're saying you two are getting the same copier she has.
No. They have the same copier right now.
That's what I said.
That we all have.
Oh, okay.
Sheriff's Department and jail are getting new ones. And then in 5 years, when this one is up, everybody will basically be up and we can replace all three copiers at the same time.
Okay.
If we want to do
that. And then getting it so you're all three on the same...
Contract.
Contract.
Yeah. Okay. If one of us run out of toner or something,
we can borrow from the other guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've been doing that.
So do they give you any toner at all or anything?
It's in the contract.
It's, we don't buy it. Yep. Okay, so we don't have to buy the toner.
No, all of our copiers are connected to their network.
And I know you gave us two, but this one's just to show you the printer. This is actually the one that was going to cost us now, $630.
That's what it's going to cost us.
Not this piece.
That's for all three.
That's all of it. Yep, all of it together, and it saves dispatch $25 a month.
Okay.
What?
Well,
3 or 600
something. It cuts all of ours, really. Yeah.
Because it's all in one pony. Good.
Yeah.
Well, it is nice that they all three can use the same everything.
And where's that out of Fargo?
Jamestown
both.
Our guy comes out of.
Our guy.
Jamestown.
If I remember right now, I talked to a couple different salesmen, so don't hold me on this, but there's two repairmen in Jamestown. If they're busy, they come out of Fargo. If they're busy, they come out of Fergus Falls.
It's not like our phone system was.
I mean, they got enough offices around that we'll get service.
Generally, you will have service within the day you have a problem.
Right. We've never had an issue. They've always been there that day. You call them and say, there's lines. On our paper, they will come out and clean it.
I'll make a motion to approve the copier for contract.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? How soon is that in effect then?
We'll send the contract in and...
They have them on hand or do they have to order them or do they...
The new ones, I don't know. I didn't ask that question. Okay. He actually texted us and says we got new... Sharp come up with a deal, we'll give you new ones.
Okay.
Well, yay.
I believe Grant said they had them on hand.
I didn't ask that. Okay.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Who would like to sign?
Bill.
Ken.
Okay. Sure. He doesn't have to, but Ken.
Should let Cindy sign.
Yeah, I'm giving shit away a day. Come in 2 weeks. I'll give you the whole count.
And she'll be happy to, too.
You get a new card.
Are you on your way out?
No. Mike says to me, I said to him, I got a meeting this morning. Well, do you care? I said, well, of course. I'm going to go until it's over.
You're not going to get jealous now when I call Mike all the time.
Not at all.
Okay.
I can take a bath without your interruption.
Oh.
Well, it never bothered before. Mike just handed it to you on FaceTime.
Yeah. You wish.
Lauren, we need our radio.
What's next? Desks, radios, what?
If we could talk about some of those things, sure.
Well, it's on the agenda, so we get better.
Gotcha. So probably start with car radios. They're not cheap, but we can get a rebate up until March, I believe it is.
They have to be ordered by March of 2025 to be eligible for the $1,500.
And what do they cost up front?
Up front, they're $6,700. But that's the radio and then all of the stuff that goes into the radio.
Let's give our legislature a big round of applause for giving us $1,500.
Yeah. And then there's also the cost that isn't on here of uninstalling them from a car and then reinstalling them in a car. And I'm not quite sure what those costs are.
Who does that?
We've got Code 4 doing that out of Fergus Falls.
Now. Okay.
They do a pretty good job.
So we're in need of how many?
We need one, right?
Two.
Just one?
Two.
Two. Two, yeah. For what?
So... we're kind of, Sheriff's Department needs one, jail needs one, because we got Steve's old car now. They uninstalled the radio in our old jail car and put it in Steve's vehicle. Well, it's old. So when they upgrade to Siren, that radio will no longer work. Yep. So we'll need to install a new radio into that one.
And one thing we overlooked is we always have one in the office, and our one in the office won't work. Pat, somehow, during all this, got a 50-watt radio in your vehicle, which doesn't work as good as 100 watts. And fortunately, though, I think we're going to have to keep it because we need one for the truck drag.
Oh.
That one's obsolete.
Oh.
So we need two new ones, and one of them is going in the sheriff's department, or in the jail car, and the other one is for what, a new vehicle?
Truck drag.
Truck drag?
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out there. It seems like we buy a lot of radios, which I'm okay with, but why do we have anything in our possession that's obsolete? I'm not happy with that. I'm not blaming you guys.
Yeah, it will be whenever they update the stuff.
That's when they switch.
Yeah.
But
when they upgrade the Siren, these other radios won't work.
Two we didn't think about at the time.
Okay.
It's our oversight.
I just would hate to have a radio not work when we really, really need it.
Yep.
So I hate that we might have an obsolete radio. So I've moved to approve
so
the radios.
So that's $6,700 for both then?
No.
A piece.
So it's $12,000.
Minus 15 on each one of those.
Okay. About $13,000 bucks then.
There are installation and uninstallation costs.
Is this the last time you're going to come for radios?
No.
Because then you have to replace your
radio. So why does the jail car need one?
When we do transports. Plus, it's going to be a backup vehicle for the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Motion on the table. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion now?
They take feds and everything, and they're on the road a lot. So.
Yeah. I did a transport yesterday.
It's one of those things we need to have.
Yeah, I know, but it never was before, and I'm just wondering.
A few seconds ago, that $1,500 that state gave out for the mandate, it's probably going to cost the county several mills by the time we're done doing this.
Yep.
Is just...
why do we pull up to a gas station and fill up? We got to have it.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll call for the question.
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Bill?
Yep.
How long will that take?
They're 4 months out once you order them.
What?
They're 4 months out.
And then install another month, I suppose?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But we can limp through. We're going to limp it through.
We got the port. I mean, we if
worst comes worst, we do have the portals, but they're not.
And we had a transition plan. Yeah. That's part of my pre-work that I'm working on through that. So, and we have a county responder meeting next week that will review some of that with the departments.
What do you got on desks and shelves?
Did you want to talk about portable radios? Looks.
There's nothing on here about portable.
Save it for.
That's not necessarily a dire need.
Yeah.
That's more.
I thought we got new portables for the jail.
We'll need one like the sheriff's department has for the jail. We have one in master control. Right now we have your backup.
Yeah.
So you can hear them out on the road and what's coming?
Yeah.
Them and PD?
Yep.
Fire department, all that stuff. Not that the fire department's bringing. If they're bringing you someone, we're in a world.
Yeah.
And they can transmit using those too.
Yep.
Off the channels.
Yeah. That's
well, what are you doing now? Just one of you has it, and then you tell everybody.
We just bought the 800 megahertz.
It's in where they sit. Someone sits all the time.
If you're driving by, you can hear them. But it's just they can hear. We can hear them. They can't hear us.
Because now, all the jail radios that we carry don't broadcast what's going on around here. We have one radio hit Pat's backup in master control that
You bring up a point. And your people carry radios.
Yes.
Would it not make sense for them to be able to broadcast emergencies?
When siren updates, we will be able to.
Okay.
On the 800s.
We'll be able to hit basically our panic button.
Okay.
And it'll.
But they can't carry them around because
So when we are on siren, so your radios are 800 megahertz, and basically they're walkie talkies right now for them. Because we don't have any 800 up, we don't have any of the talk groups and whatever. So they're basically walkie talkies. So when we do transition over to that, we'll reprogram those radios and they will have some of those channels, and then they'll have a panic button programmed that will come directly into dispatch and whatnot as well.
So do you know how much one of these is now?
I don't.
And contract pricing for the radios with Motorola is only valid until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to have them ordered by March of 2025, but they might contract pricing with Motorola with the state is only valid till the end of the year.
So we don't have a price on the handheld right now.
You're going to bring that next time. All righty.
I've got other things.
Especially if there's a contract price and it's going to save us $10. Let's do it.
I'll get you before you leave.
And that's next time.
And another thing, when we switch over to this new system, when law enforcement is communicating, nobody else can hear us.
And that's probably great.
Well, that's why we have to have the new system. That's part
nobody
of the
meaning
regulations.
All the people with scanners and everything. Oh, boy.
Everything's encrypted for law enforcement.
Yeah, they'll change that.
And Grand Forks had to have them update theirs because somebody come up with an app on their phone. So when they were going to somebody's door to do a search warrant, they were doing radio traffic. Anybody that had that app on their phone knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. To stay ahead of the technology is going to be incredibly
expensive. That's part of why these radios are so expensive.
I'd say a year and somebody will have a scanner for it.
I'm not going to argue with you.
The encryption keys change every 6 months now.
Yeah, they'll come up with something.
I got a friend at work that she hardly can stand to be at work because she can't hit her scanner.
Yeah, they live by it.
I can't even imagine. I mean, if the lights and whistles are going close to my house, I call and say, what's going on up here? Otherwise, I don't care.
Shelving? Desks?
Yep. So shelving would be for the new space, the old dispatch center. And what that would take care of is just the miscellaneous stuff we have at the office. It's around $1,200.
Just like metal racking?
Metal racking. Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Around $1,200.
Yeah, well,
okay.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, building it isn't. I talked to Shane about that, and we just kind of came up with this.
Metal racking is. I mean, put it up
a few yourself.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then desk would be. Emma's is very large. I'm trying to actually get the auditor's office to take it. But once we go downstairs and we tape off the rooms, I don't think it's going to fit. It's a pretty big desk.
It is a big desk.
Yeah, when we bought it, it was for that very large space. And unfortunately, it's just, she won't have that large of a space. We're not going to have those spaces.
We don't have the square footage.
Do do we have somewhere that it seriously can be used? We don't want to waste it.
I really think the auditor's office. I don't know. I really, they've got some already. They have some older ones that maybe they could replace it.
It's a rough writer's desk, just like the stuff they have in other offices.
Can I come up and look at it?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's a nice desk.
Do we have anything that we could replace it with?
No. I mean, we're going to replace our old ones with the ones that are there because they've got, I mean, their old desks down there are probably nicer.
Their old desks are better than my desk I have.
Because it was so nice.
So but you don't really have nothing, or do you?
So you have to buy one extra, is all?
Just one.
Yeah.
We're thinking just one.
Well, I'd say I'll make a motion, go ahead and do it so it fits in the space and accommodates her needs.
And the shelving that you need, metal shelving that you need, what's this for?
That's for all the miscellaneous, like training equipment, extra office supplies, extra gear that we have, all the stuff that's in our current back room.
And we don't have any extra shelving in the place?
No. I mean, we've got stuff that we're going to take, but it won't be enough.
I'll include the desks and the shelving in my motion.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Cindy.
Yep.
Sean.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
I do have one question. Before we do the desk, though, we're going to bring the prices on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to have Rough Rider build it, or are you just going to have Dean order one that accommodates?
Thank you.
If we take it, would it work to switch desks?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would think you guys are smaller, so yeah. That would be something we can definitely look at.
Because you guys got fairly decent desks, so...
But if they're Rough Rider, they're very nice desks.
Yeah, that's like this one. It's a Rough Rider. It's very nice.
You guys work it out, and if you don't have to, yay. If you have to, yay.
And if it doesn't work, think of the hibernate.
Do you guys need desks?
Well, we don't need them, but don't get rid of a good desk.
Yeah, we can't get rid of this thing. So, it's got to go somewhere.
I mean,
yeah, no, this is...
Do you want a new truck and a desk?
No, I'm just saying that. Departments are getting rid of stuff.
The one in my office at work you can have, but I think you have to put something under one side so the drawers don't come open.
Cindy's been a little off kilter all these years.
We're just scavengers.
No, I just apologize. I never thought about your stuff.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine.
Work it out, gang.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a home for it.
All righty.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Your grandson had a stellar year. Congratulations, Grandpa. Him and them younger kids, that little, his mom looks at Leavers. Hendrickson?
Oh, yeah.
Layton? Boy, he came to life, too. It was so fun to listen and watch.
Are you on the corrections then next, or what? At 9?
Yeah, I just said one more thing.
Oh, just add it now, and let's be done with it.
Okay. So I have our pre-op audit quote. It's $4,300. It's the same person that did our last one. This is something we have to do.
Is it annually?
No, every 3 years.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we do have to. I'll move to approve.
Do you know how much it is?
$4,300.
Okay. 43, you just said.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Sean.
You.
Bill.
Yep.
Cindy.
Yeah. What are your numbers? We were way up there last week when I stopped.
Yeah, we got rid of three beds, but they brought three later on that day, and then Cass County had a couple released. Steele County had one released, Trail County had one released.
When I was up there on Halloween, you were at like 28.
Yeah.
Are you still that high, or are you down a little with all the releases?
We're at 20, I think, after yesterday. I didn't look at the jail roster this morning.
That's what it said.
Did they keep you in overnight for Halloween?
No. One of our guys was putting a tracker laying thing on, whatever you call that.
Oh, it had a GPS bracelet.
Yeah.
Or not a GPS.
It was the baseball coach. What's his name?
Seth.
Seth.
Yeah.
And I walked in full costume. It was Halloween.
Nope. Haven't heard or seen.
The guy getting banded. He said, it's Halloween.
Do you think they'll let me out?
I was full clown. Makeup.
Oh, no kidding?
I seen you pulling away that night.
Like the next week after that, and said, yeah, we're going to come up and tour, and it's like, I heard from him that morning and said, something came up, we can't make it. And I haven't heard from him since.
No, I was just asking.
Who is that?
Richland County. They're looking.
They talked to me about the convention that they're looking to build a new one, but way bigger.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're getting on with the feds, even though they're in and out. It keeps our numbers higher.
Do you get many guys out of CAS? You know, you always hear in the news they're overcrowded in CAS.
Yep. We haven't heard from them in a couple weeks.
I mean, you think we'd be a good option for them, wouldn't
it? Yep. Yeah, I'm always.
But they're getting ready to open, aren't they, the new one?
No, they're the new one.
They're expanding. Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant.
They're a few months out. I think,
yeah. Oh, when they open out, they're going to be.
Yeah, and I keep hearing complaints that they're full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? We'd be a good option for them.
Yeah, well, we do run gas in and out of there. I
mean, yeah.
They generally bring us the short-termers because we're close.
The thing is, if you don't look on Monday morning, you don't see the high number. And after the weekend, the numbers are high.
And then they normally send out a weekly email asking. I haven't gotten one in a couple weeks. They've been so full, they started bringing us sentenced and pre-sentenced. That was one that we got rid of yesterday. He just had a hearing and got released. So.
Because you can hold 140, 42?
46.
But you'll never be able to hold 46, I mean, classifications and stuff.
But I think you found, too, though, that some of our feds are coming with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So they can't go to the second level. And so you think it's just easy until you understand. And I didn't think, I didn't even know you put people in wheelchairs in jail.
But he's gone.
I know, but you have to accommodate the disability. So that can screw up how you fill that pod.
Yeah.
So you got females up there?
You got some female COs?
Yeah.
I'm not even getting applications from females.
That's my retirement gig. No, it's not.
I was going to say good luck at that.
We'll give you 3 months off, and then, yeah.
Okay.
We get so few females, maybe it's just as cheap to ship them out somewhere instead of trying to train
some. But you're still doing the exchange of cows, remember?
Yeah. Well, Stetson will take our females if they have room.
We don't have any females, though, do we?
We have one in Burley County right now, but she's also there on the Burley County warrant, Burley Morton and Barnes warrants.
So make sure if she needs medical attention, it's under the Burley side.
Well, that's just it. If we can get paying marshals in there, it's actually probably cost effective.
It's just the thing that it would just be nice if they're our own people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know what you're saying, but, you know, it's our own Barnes County. It's fine if we can't take someone else's females.
Well, that's one of the campaigns I have for the jail is we don't have to pull a deputy out of the county to transport. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you 100%, but we just can't get the apps.
I know.
And we have been training up correctional staff to help transport.
Oh, yeah.
So
we've
tried to work around it as best we can.
It's depressing, and it's not for lack of time, I understand.
But very good.
Pain in the butt, I know.
And I've got one CO starting next Tuesday, and then we have another one starting the week after.
Who's that?
Ryan Dugan. He works for the recycling center right now. He's starting on Tuesday, and then Travis Smart. He's a transplant from Washington. I've been here in town, so.
Cool.
Did we lose somebody, or are you getting more full staff?
Maya Broadwell left, one of my females.
Because how many females are we actually short? Two?
Right now I'm just filling it with males because those are the only applications I have.
Yeah.
When these two start, I'll still be one CO short.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Can you do me a favor? My red Buick is parked there.
Yeah.
Reach in the back seat and get your bag of
Okay.
Thanks, Joey.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I bring them up. I didn't know you were coming.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we're going to Cindy's favorite place. We're moving into the auditor's office. Approval of the minutes. Everybody got a copy? Anybody got a question?
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second? Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean seconded. Sean did.
Sean did.
All in favor?
Aye. What happened?
Hold the same sign. Very good. You got a sod buster club permit?
Yep.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
What is that for?
It's for a raffle.
I got my computer. I have Jason work on my computer. I'll be here, but I won't be here. I'll be in the courthouse.
They're having a meat
you
raffle.
Me afterwards, or?
Gun and cash raffle.
Oh, that's fine.
And what was the date? First of the year?
January 12th, 25 through December 14th, 25. So it's a spread.
Oh, all year.
For the year.
Okay.
For the year.
Do we just say all in favor on that?
I was waiting for her to call.
I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
Raffle.
Sodbusters.
We just motion and second, and we need a yay or nay.
Okay.
Cindy?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Sean stepped out.
Okay.
He's going to be, yeah.
Anything else, Julie?
There
election went great.
Election went very well.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to expound on that. I want to compliment and congratulate our auditor's office, our sheriff's department, the entire county. You guys were held to a high standard. And there's a letter to the editor today in the paper that absolutely is glowing for the way our elections are handled here. And it's fantastic.
Well, I had a guy tell me, he pulled in the parking lot. And by the time he came in, voted, and went back to his truck, it was 13 minutes.
Yep.
The parking lot was pretty busy. It was only...
No, he just said he couldn't believe he went that quick.
But I be sure, and I know you'll look at the paper, but it's by a couple... Not stiff competition, but it was the League of Women Voters, and they are just euphoric about how well our elections are handled. So congratulations, Julie, on your first election, or the first general election you had to run. And your crew.
A lot more people. We did have 4 observers that day. So that was interesting. One of them stayed all day. Some of them were just part of the day. But
where are they observing from?
Couple of them were in the corner on the bench over by that.
No, what were they observing
just
from? What
sure
department were they? Like the government?
Making sure Julie wasn't double voting.
League of Women Voters. One was sent by the Democratic Party.
Oh.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it now. Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to know if they came from the government or whatever.
No. They were just random...
People.
Okay.
We had... How many people did we have?
Yeah, a lot of voters. The way the total
I think
voted.
I saw it on the...
Yeah, total
Minnesota.
Cast votes, 53-71. And there was something like 86-60 for eligible voters.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't come down that day.
62%.
And how many eligible is there?
86-60.
And we got 50...
53.
It actually had a percentage, I think, on News Dakota.
We actually
somewhere,
had
maybe that
more
was a newspaper.
Absentee mail votes than we did walk-ins. On election
so it's been
day,
really busy.
Kind of surprised me a little bit.
What was the absentee total?
2735.
Well, you said you were getting close to 3, and you did. So.
Yep, and 2636 on election day. So I thought that was interesting.
Good. And most of them you sent out.
What's that?
Most of the absentees you sent out got brought back in. Right?
Yep, most of them did.
Well, I do know that a couple people said they were impressed as how fast everything moved. So you did an excellent job. Yeah.
Be sure you thank your staff, and maybe next week when things settle down, go get donuts for everybody that helped or something. Just maybe when they're not complaining about the illegal fixed election in Barnes County, we are all happy.
Valley Meats, I'd like to thank Valley Meats. They donated the meat for the lunch. We made them.
Well, that's great.
Barbecues for the workers. The chips. And
that's nice.
I'll thank them on the door for it.
So yeah, I'll thank Rod, too. That's really nice.
And someone brought like 8 boxes of chocolate chip pizza ranch cookies. I don't know if
it's
pizza
so
ranch
good.
That did that, or someone brought them and brought them. I don't know who
that's
did,
really nice.
they magically appeared.
Yeah.
So we had people thinking of our workers, which is really nice, because it's a long, long day, very tiring day.
It is.
And they appreciate that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
Take care of those poll workers, because I know they're not easy to come by. Yeah.
Do the same workers work all day, or do you have shifts?
Yep.
Seven. Well, I suppose they get here about 6?
6 o'clock.
Until
10?
Until after 8? 7.
It was 11:30. They couldn't balance their ballot count. Their count was off like 2 at the end. And I just said, well, let's recount. So we did. I found one precinct that was off by 1. I had one of the precinct workers check it to make sure my count was right. And it was, so we finally found.
So how does that work with all the precincts being here? Do you have to have workers for each precinct, or just one set?
For the whole thing.
It would be nice if commissioners were voted district at large. That would make things a lot easier, because then they don't have to, which commission district are you in, which legislative district. All of Barnes County is in 24 now. So I know that someone said they got the wrong ballot. But they fixed it because of the screwed up commission districts. So if commission, district at large would mean everybody in the county votes for everybody, but you still represent a district.
Like they do in the city.
But that failed last time we tried it, so maybe.
All right, commission discussion. Pete?
I stopped at the VA estate doctor, and they both went to their training 2 weeks ago, a week ago. And the new lady is catching on well. She has a little more training, just one-on-one with the guy at Fargo to get up to date and everything. They're very busy. I mean, she sent me the...
I hear Bob Fowler was hurt.
The list. She's still looking. We have no applications for assistant driver or part-time driver. So she was going to look on another site, like an Indeed-type site for VA stuff, if we got any suggestions for drivers, we sure can pass them on. For the month, we had the month of September coming up. We had 2,866 van miles. We gave 60 van rides, 270 phone calls in office, 170 walk-in persons, and 27 appointments. So they are busy up there. It seems like it almost increases every month.
60 rides, but only 27 appointments?
27 appointments, yes.
Well, what are the 60 rides for?
To the VA.
Oh, so there's like more than one person in the van.
Appointments are who comes in and meets with Tammy.
Oh, I thought you meant appointments in Fargo.
No,
sorry.
I don't know how many. Yeah.
How many walk-ins did she have?
107.
Okay.
So... it's as long as our politicians keep sending people to the Army, we're going to have use for veteran services.
Mm-hmm. So what, I've seen that ad on TV where they're talking about for
free rides.
Yeah. Is the state giving out some money?
No, I asked about that 8 years ago, and I didn't get a straight answer, but I think it has something to do with our location. They're talking rural counties. Highly rural, like, I don't know, some there, north, central North Dakota.
But we are, for my knowledge, only county that runs a van.
We are.
Runs their own van. And you guys must have set that up years ago.
Oh, that was way before me. The first Milt Kane was giving people rides in his own car, if I'm not mistaken. And it grew from there.
Otherwise, I think you call Bismarck to schedule a van ride, and they pick you up. Ride a hilltop or a petrol and give you a ride to the, where we actually go pick up the person, give them a ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one interview that we had a month or two ago that failed the test would really like the job. And we're wondering, is there an avenue to retest? I said, I don't know. She'd ask me, and she didn't know either.
To ask our lawyer, I suppose.
The person claims he doesn't know why he failed the test because he had no problems. So I don't know. What do we do on a failed drug test? Do we ever retest again?
Not for pre-employment.
Pardon?
Not typically for pre-employment. Yeah,
okay. But what if they come back 6 months later and apply again?
We could retest them. You have to test and you know.
Right, we'd have to retest them.
So is he saying that maybe the test got mixed up?
He doesn't know what happened.
The test is a split test. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Keep going.
Probably for 16 years of my 19 years of service, was doing the drug administration, testing administration. Now Heather's doing it. When they give a sample at Sanford, it's a split test. So they take one cup of urine, they split it in two. It goes off to the testing company in Denver. Denver tests the first sample. They maybe get a hot reading. They're like, okay. Then they take sample number two and retest it just to make sure that they don't have calibrations off or something like that. If both of those come back high, then they contact the donor of the specimen, give them an opportunity to say, hey, I've got a prescription for X, X, and X or whatever, and they have an opportunity to contact the prospective employer. And then they give them a couple days, and then they call the employer. So that's how that works.
If Tanya thinks it's okay to retest, I am.
My question to you, though, if we get somebody that was hot once and we have them retest, can we retest them more often?
Well, it's a random.
We have random testing. If we have an employee, or policy states that, you know, we can send them to treatment and then require frequent observed testing. Okay. We also have reasonable suspicion testing, that sort of thing. But we have to document that reasonable suspicion. So employee had glossy eyes, was disconnected, unstable.
I would go for letting them do that if we can put them in the reasonable testing more often. Because we were worried when they actually did test clean that it wasn't just a false positive the first time. So we'd be able to say reasonable doubt that we could test her again or test them again.
Okay. I'll talk to them. Can I talk to them personally? Is that okay? Or not.
And unless you want to get him in up there with her and all three of you sit there. That's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, like an interview.
Okay. So we'll look at that.
Okay.
Then under the weed board, a couple months ago I told you we were looking for a portable shower wash station, and he'd found one for $1,200. Well, he actually found one for $200, and it got installed. It works very well.
$200.
So $200, we got that set up, and it's... And I imagine, I haven't talked to them the last few weeks, but I imagine they're cleaning out and putting
wrapping her up. I talked to them yesterday. I was up there.
Okay. I doubt if they're spraying much anymore. So pretty long. So that's all I got. We got Development Corp next week.
Monday.
Yep. So.
Sean.
All my meetings are next week.
Cindy.
Yes. I had elections, and I covered that. I asked Jason to be here. I think you girls might have some comments on this, too. With punching in and out, we do not require the highway department to punch in and out. That are out in the field.
Right. They haven't punched in and out. You correct me if I'm wrong, right? I mean, so they haven't punched in and out. When COVID happened, because we just had a thing on the wall, Carrie didn't want everybody touching the same thing and getting sick. You guys kind of stopped punching in since COVID.
The Valley City staff quit that since COVID.
Right.
And that was a Carrie thing. And then our out county guys never did.
They never did.
But Jason was able to manually set that so that it punched them automatically out for lunch and in for lunch, right?
In the old system.
In the old system could do that. Now my understanding is the new system cannot. So at the highway department, what we've done, and we have done for as long as I've been there, it doesn't say we can't change, but our timekeeping system is a little bit unique, I suppose. The department head and or, so meaning me, and or the next supervisor is in the break room at 7 o'clock every morning, we're supposed to report, and we know who's there and who isn't, and they have to call us if they're not, and if they're not there, I'm calling them, and that kind of thing. They have a paper time slip that they fill out. They get no unauthorized overtime, so if one of those paper time slips at the end of the day has overtime and it wasn't authorized by myself or, in this case, Tim Tangen, you know, that is not paid out in conversations had with that employee, then office staff manually enters those into either the portal or CPT, as it was in the past, and did their time card for them. We do not have computers in the break room. Staff does not have access to computers in the break room. They don't have, you know, iPads that they can punch in on.
Well, and I believe we, our system is not set up or for punching in on your phone or any of that junk anyway.
Not today. They are working on a software package. You do that, but do all your staff even have phones? And some people refuse to use their personal phones.
Right, and they don't have to.
Right. So
right. If you want to get it, you might. But.
Right. So with the personal phones, anyone receiving a stipend from the county would have to be subject to open records requests.
Yep.
And the vast majority are not too keen on that, so either the county would have to buy a device
for each,
or they would have to consent to being open to that open records request if that becomes a requirement. But the reality of coming in off the road at noon to punch out for their half-hour break, I mean, come on, that's not going to
work.
Well,
we can't practically do that. If someone's up in Sibley Trail,
We just can't do that. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I know what our team is doing, and I promise you that there may not be. If there is, congratulations, but we watch our team very closely, and I know when they come and go. I know if they work overtime. I know if they're sick.
Well, and I'm assuming, I would be willing to bet 90% of them don't take a full half an hour for lunch anyway.
No, they don't.
You're sitting out in the middle of nowhere.
There's nothing to do. They eat their sandwich, they drink their drink, and they're off.
Yep.
So when you take your head count in the morning at 7 o'clock, instead of them standing in line to punch into a device, it would save you probably half an hour to 45 minutes?
It could. I mean, I can only imagine how that would go, where they come in the morning. They sit down at 7 o'clock, I'm in the break room, and we're giving them their orders for the day. They go out in the shop, they do their walk around, and they're off.
Right. So
where if we're punching everybody. And I don't understand, like, a concern with the punch-in part, because every morning, that's one of the first things the office typically does is enter in the day before's time into either the portal or, in the past, the timesheet.
Yep.
Every once in a while, if office staff is on vacation or something like that, it might not happen right away in the morning or exactly that day, but that's a rare occasion. So it's
well,
not like we're not getting our timesheets done.
Then it's a case-by-case handle.
Well, it's kind of, and the reason I'm asking is because when we have holidays, Julie, did you used to do the time cards a long time? You know, there's kind of a little pressure on get them in early, right?
Depending on like, I know, like, last month and this month, we have, like, 2 days versus 4 days.
Yeah, because of the holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you have a little bit of time crunches to, you know, when we can get things done in time.
So there seems to be concerns flying around, some concerns maybe from your office, or how can we address this?
Well, I think with the portal, And Jason, is this right? Everybody has to be done before we can pull a report.
Yeah, so all the
and it used to be, it used, like on the old system, we could run our own journal. Jamie could run her own journal. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to be done. Like, she didn't have to be done so we could run our journal. We didn't have to be done so she could run her journal. We could each do our own journal. But if I could understand the portal, everybody has to be done before we can run the journal and then check.
So the portal is a separate system that pulls a batch of people. It has to pull everything in one batch.
Yep.
The way it used to be, they did their own batch.
Yep.
So they could get done whenever they wanted when they put their stuff in their own batch. The auditor's office could do the rest of the department's batch. And so they didn't really, if they were a little delayed, which I'm not exactly buying that they are from what I can see anyway.
You can go back and see times that was submitted, correct?
I cannot see the exact time stuff was submitted, unfortunately. The company is working to fix that. I'm
okay.
Like, why don't you have that? But I can see they are entering it in daily. So they aren't waiting till the 9th to put in a month's worth of data. They are putting it in daily. I can see in there Heather puts it in. Sometimes she does it right away in the morning. Sometimes it's the end of the day. I'm sure it depends on who comes in and bugs her when she has time to do it. She's doing it pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. So on the last day, she's just doing a double check. And then Janie approves it. And I did look at some emails from Heather to Carol, and it looks like most months she's letting Carol know, yep, they're in, I want a copy of our journals so we can double-check everything, because there have been issues in the past. So they do double-check the journals and stuff. But there was one month where Carol did say, hey, I need your stuff, when are you going to get it done by? And Jamie apparently was out looking at something and...
I was greenbacking with the team. I was out doing the trail trimming. Because we're short staffed, so
right. If
I can go out and mow and weed whack during the day and an operator can have their hiney and a piece of equipment, that's what I'm going to do. So I didn't get it approved until like 5 o'clock when I came in off the road.
And that was on the 9th as well.
Yeah, and that was only on the 9th.
Right. So
it may have been our department too, but it's not always true. Our department is a little lacking in too.
Right. Well, the question that came to me was the highway department, not the department.
Just because I think, didn't you talk to, because you checked on it one time and it was the sheriff's department. Did we get that?
At that time. And that was a couple months ago. Well, I actually talked to you on it.
So, Julie, I mean, are the concerns addressed? Or is there something else we should be dealing with or what?
I think, well, CPT is supposed to be coming out on the 18th. And I'm hoping we can talk with them about that issue. If we can just run a journal, whether it's approved or not, I don't know if it's a possibility, but
I don't like that, because the one time that happened, a person on my payroll was paid an extraordinarily big amount.
Well, yeah, we've had issues, period.
It got taken care of.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good idea to run the batch. A supervisor can approve it. I don't like that idea.
Who's in charge of it?
Okay, the thing is you can't run the batch. You can't, okay, the portal's over here, CPT's here, right? You can't go from the portal to CPT until everybody is done in the portal.
I understand that.
So the first time we tried doing it, it just flopped it. And you can't go...
But are you doing this, Carol, or is Barbara?
Well, Barb's going to be doing it now. But the thing is when we wait to the very, very last minute to get everybody done, then we're like sitting out here dangling, and then it gives us a very short window to get all our stuff done on our end, to double check all our stuff.
So the 9th is too late when the payroll ends on the 8th?
The 9th, and then the cutoff time is like, what is it? In the policy, but it's really, especially when it's like that short window, a day or two to get everything done is impossible.
What does the policy say about when department heads have to have their technicians in the auditor's
office? 3 o'clock or...
Like the issue we have is I have staff that still work on the 8th at night, so they can't finalize till the 9th in the morning. I mean, because
the day ends on the 8th.
Yeah.
Like, we should at least have a 9th to run through our timesheets and approve them.
And I go through, you know, I'll work on half of them, but I can't finish the other half until the 8th month is ended. You know, and I guess that's just the issue. That I have 3 different deadlines now, and I'm getting different requests because there's 3 people, you know, and I'll do whatever. I just need to know what is expected of me. Is it due at the 10th or on the 9th at 10 a.m.? Is it due, like, do I need to go in every 2 weeks and when our 2-week cycle is up? Like, you know, I just don't.
So we theoretically got to have a what by the 9th?
It's kind of, I mean, there's like short windows on some of the weeks.
But theoretically, we got to have it in by when?
The 9th.
The 9th.
At what time?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't believe it gives a time.
So do you want to just make a time, the 9th at noon? and we'll just put it in?
So what happens if the 8th is a Friday, Saturday is the 9th, Sunday is the 10th, Monday is the 11th? Yes. Do I have till noon on the 11th to approve timesheet?
Business day after the end of the pay period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julie says business day at the end, after the 8th.
But get it done.
But you know, if you keep like if you keep up on it throughout the deal,
which we're doing,
then it's, you know, it's a lot faster to approve them. You know, on like this month, the 9th is on a Saturday. We're closed on Monday. We come Tuesday, and we have to upload it on Thursday to get paid on Friday.
If there's a deadline, everybody will be in it, you know, every month.
So why can't we have a deadline where it's, this is the time?
Noon the business day after the 8th.
Done.
Done.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I just want to know what I need to do, you know, instead of...
How about you, Jamie? How does that work?
We've been doing that pretty much anyway. We had 1 month that I didn't get it approved until the end of the day.
Because you were crack sealing.
And I was out weed whacking.
I've
never been late. Heather's never been late with payroll.
So if a situation like that were to happen again, would you be okay with Heather just approving it? Do you trust Heather to just approve it? Or
if I know that that's going to happen, yes. Right.
But it also, if you know now it's at noon, then... day before, or the 8th or whatever, that'll be on her calendar.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a rare occasion. I just go out and do the grunt work so the crew can keep working.
Yeah.
And maybe just, if that happens, just let us know that it's going to be...
I guess I didn't know it was going to be a big stinking problem because of 5 o'clock on the 9th,
I think the portal is a little bit different.
It is.
It's just that everything's got to come in before they can pull everything over. So if we do noon on the next business day, that should give you plenty of time for Barb, right?
Yep.
Done.
Lovely. Done.
That's my motion.
I don't think you need a motion, but good job.
We'll make sure it gets put in policy, though, right? So that makes questions later.
Yeah, you might want to do that and get it emailed out then.
Policy.
That's why I just made a motion.
Huh?
That's why I made a motion.
Okay, Bill made a motion. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done with this discussion. No more.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Anything else, Cindy?
I don't. Oh, yeah, I had City County Health. Did I talk about the airport?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're going to be doing some work where they'll get right now the state. Right now the local FFAA money is 2.5%. They don't have big projects in the works, but their vault for their electrical vault for their transformer, and they're doing some stuff with their fence and weather cams. Did we approve 3% raises?
3.5.
Oh, I think I did tell them that, but they went with 3.
Okay.
So that was about that. And City County Health, it's going to cost them $65,000 right now. I don't know if they're going to try and get other bids or quotes to completely remodel upstairs for Southeast Human Services. However, that will be paid back. So they got to front it, then Southeast Human Service writes them a check. It's the end of the year, and she doesn't know if she has that much money to work with, so if they need be, could we front them the money, and then we get the money back from... Stop it. It's a definite payback. That's kind of nice. So that might come to your attention here at the...
How long is the remodel?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I don't know if that they've started yet.
Where's most of the money come from, Southeast?
State. You know, yeah, and see, we can raise their rent then because they're taking more space. And then after the session, that's when we negotiate their square footage. Because every 2 years we can do that.
But they will pay for the remodel.
Yep, they pay back, and plus they're paying rent. The other thing is, at this point, Mr. Johnson at the school isn't real comfortable with what we are going to be charging for nursing. So public school nurse is going to keep very accurate records, and she does anyway. And when they've spent what they give us, we're done.
Sure.
So if they don't go for a full year, we don't go there for a full year.
So what are you going to do with that nurse then?
Oh, she's busier than crap because the gal at the jail can't have a day off unless someone can cover up there. She's not just a school nurse, but she's spending 3 to 6 hours a day there at the school.
What wasn't he happy about the toll? Mm-hmm.
We just want to be paid for what it's costing City County Health.
And they don't...
So is the jail nurse there all day long?
Every day.
Up at the jail.
Why wouldn't she just need like 4 or 5 hours and that's it? So that she can
because it takes her that long to get done what she's got to get done.
She's...
Thank you.
And she's good.
She's good, and when she's up there, she said, there's not a minute. It's not swamped.
And she's going back through all the old records and reorganizing and relocating and updating, and we had a conversation with her.
Mm-hmm. Great.
No, I'm not... I just was asking what we were going to do. If the school only is going to do so much, then what that person is going to do, because...
Well, and my comment was, and I'll stand by it for another 2 weeks, is if we're giving away school nursing, we're going to every school in the county. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that, you know, it is our jobs to provide public health. Mm-hmm. And if we go out there and we do shots at no cost and that stuff, but we're not going to go administer pills in every school, and there's so many mental health issues that they're just bombarded. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
Well, and the reason I asked about who pays for the Southeast, because in 2 months, with what's been said, there's going to be cuts.
I know.
Huge cuts, so...
I'd be surprised if they cut mental health because they're such a push, but we'll see.
Yeah, they've had that. They've said that for 20 freaking years and they've done nothing. So.
But South Central Human Services has grown in this county, their presence. So hopefully we don't lose that.
They don't have money, though.
Hmm?
State doesn't have
money. Well, I know.
We're broke.
Jeez, if we don't live in a state that had money.
That's
what you get, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, HUD housing. We were trying to do some mudjacking to raise the stoops on a few houses because they were being tipped over, or not tipped over, but slanted or whatever, and it didn't go well, so we're going to have to probably replace a few of the stoops. So,
do you have somebody to do that?
At the time, we had the mudjacking company come in and do it, but it didn't work, so now we have to find somebody to actually do the stoops themselves. It's all a process. We've been trying to do this for about a year. Anyway.
There's professional stoopers out there.
Stooper?
Yeah.
I know some of the cemeteries, they hire a guy to put up gravestones. I mean, that's an option if you needed somebody to do it.
Okay. Public library. The elevator cost us about $8,000 for... Did you know you guys got to change all the oils in the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's
maintenance, it's called.
Yep. They hadn't done it for a while, so it costs us quite a bit, but it's done. December 7th, they're going to have an open house. It's called a radiothon. They're going to have a radiothon for 2 hours because they still are short for donations for the actual roof.
So. Christmas cookies?
The December 7th, the open house is... cookies that you can buy and stuff. So it's a sweet and jam, they called it. So you can buy jams or sweets. So.
And it'll be jamming too?
Well, there probably is going to be some music.
Jamming? Any drum cocker or anything?
They didn't say. But I'm sure it's part of the cookie thing. Well, you could go there on the 7th.
If there's crumb cocker.
You can go there on the 7th and find it.
And Julie, what day is the... Troubadours, are they here? I don't have that on my calendar.
I haven't heard.
Yes, you have. I emailed you and Carol.
Did you?
Yes.
That was pre-election.
Huh?
I'll have to look back.
Because you guys thought it was on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Anyway, the library
Carol,
agreed.
You have that?
The library agreed to the daffodil thing.
Good.
Except that they just want the name Jewish taking off the plaque. Because it says about the Holocaust and Jewish children. But in the Holocaust, it wasn't just Jews that died. It was German children, some of them, you know, because they were sympathizers with the Jewish people that were being taken away. So we just wanted them to take off that one word. They can still keep the Holocaust down there and whatever. So they're, we haven't heard back from them, but that's what was going on there. We got a new employee at South Central Regional Council. We need her for paperwork and also to run up to all these sites that we have to fill up paperwork for the construction that's actually going on. She has to interview people. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes, but you have to go to Wahpeton, you have to go to Candu or whatever. Yeah, it's quite
a huge
trip.
Area.
Yeah.
So is that the third employee then?
Yeah, that'll be our third employee, and she's only going to be part-time. So, okay. Also, then we had the big meeting. Cleveland's getting a new grocery store. Lemoore's getting a pool. Edgley's getting a medical center, pharmacy, and a dentist. They have a new building, and they're going to fill it up with all that. Napa is expanding. They have a new daycare down there. Calm is getting a new
Who's
clinic,
Who's expanding?
Too. Napa.
Napa Auto Parts in town here?
Down in Edgley.
Oh.
In Wells Fargo, the Harvey Library is now the county. It was the city before, and the county has taken over. So there's a large government land area called Lone Tree up there, and they were worried about that going up in flames when all this burn ban was going on. And so they had a burn ban on the same time that we did.
Cass has one on now.
Yeah, now? Now?
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. The College High building is getting revamped and remodeled in BCSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The athletic building is still going in, trying to get that new building built. All right. Griggs County and Cities, Cooperstown had to take out their pool, looking to get another one in, and the steakhouse burned down. The coach one, if you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that burned down. So they're looking to try to open up something else. Tourism in tourism in Jamestown, 140,000 people visited the Buffalo.
I thought that cool. was,
yeah, it's cool. So they're giving 5.8 mil to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And
saw that.
And the city has taken over the library.
It's a lot of buffalo.
Then they have the emerald ash borer beetle that's coming in, and so they're trying to treat them as much as possible before they all die. And we're having the same thing here in Valley City. And they're trying to figure out if this treatment's going to work for them or if they're just going to cut down these ash trees because that boar beetle has gotten in.
Been here already.
Yeah, more
yeah.
than once.
Yeah. We were talking about the CO2 and that we don't have enough CO2 places in North Dakota that make CO2 mm-hmm. for. They use it also for water treatment plants, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give that to you. Job service, I gave you guys a report on that. And one side, the numbers are from 2023. The other side is 2024. And they were making a comment that there was 50% medical openings on those openings that are right now. And she made a comment that Jobs ND sounds like Indeed. Mm-hmm. So you got jobsnd.com
and Indeed.
And Indeed.com. So it sounds like the same. So anyway, that's, she said some people were getting confused on. That was about all I had. Yep, that's all I have. Oh, except that livestock planning grant. Quite a few people are getting on board. One of them is Dickie, so I know that we've decided not to do that, and that's just fine because I'm not sure it's a great thing, but she was stouting that there was a lot more counties that were going for that livestock grant where they go around and check out whether your area is good for livestock. They said 5 or 6 more data mining are coming into North Dakota somewhere.
So I thought isn't that big thing down south?
Yep, they said north of Jamestown.
Yeah, I knew that. One.
There's 5 or 6 more coming.
And there's one out by mine.
I still don't understand what they're doing.
I don't either.
They have hundreds of computers, but what are they doing?
Well, they're taking all the data. They're, like when I click on an ad because I'm interested, they're mining that data so then they can sell it to another company that she's interested in corn cobs. And then all of a sudden I'll get 800 advertisements for corn cobs.
Okay.
I believe that's what data mining is, isn't it?
Well, it's got something to do with this Bitcoin. You
legal.
Actually get money out of it?
It depends on which one of those places. They're not all doing
the same thing.
The Bitcoin.
Oh. Okay.
That one down by Edgley, or Edgley, Eccleston. No.
Edgley.
Ellendale. There we go. And the amount of current that takes?
Massive. That's why it's where it's at.
It's massive. It's like taking power that a third of the state can use.
Well, all I know is that people say they go by it and they can't get their phone to work, their GPSs and their vehicles don't work, and different things.
A lot of radio waves or whatever wave going on.
Well, just think of the technology. I mean, you know, my phone, my Sirius radio quits when I drive through this parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason they're coming here is because electricity is cheap.
It won't be for long. Pretty soon we're all going to pay the price.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Troubadours.
December 16th.
Okay.
16th.
Monday.
Thank you, Julie.
I went to that last year.
It was good.
You know, it's the first one I'd ever been to. Mm-hmm. Really
same
good.
Here.
So that was it for me, Bill. So okay. It's your turn.
Well, Jessica's already working on an ordinance for all the data stuff.
Can't have an ordinance.
We can have certain conditions.
Yeah, like planning and zoning conditions. Yep. Yeah.
So she's working on that.
And they say townships can do that. Townships can make ordinances.
Yeah, but not if we do their planning and zoning.
Oh.
I think we had a few people that were thankful we finally lifted the burn ban.
You think?
Because that was...
It meant it rained the next day, so I don't know if I can burn anything.
You were burning last night, I see. What, did you put all your garbage out in the middle of the field?
Well, I'm cleaning the machine shed. It has not been cleaned in 30-some years.
I know that feeling. You want me to come and help? I'm good at getting rid of stuff.
No, I've got a wife that's good at that.
The two of us could really
I've got parts in there that for machines I don't even have anymore.
Yeah.
I still got parts. They're not burning, of course, but other boxes and paper.
Good for you. Is that the which building is that?
The big machine shed right in the middle of the yard.
Yep.
The old one. You can actually walk along one wall. You could not before.
It's fun, isn't it? It's even funner when you knock them old buildings down.
I'm not a throwaway.
I'm
a keeper.
I'm glad I didn't have you helping me.
The Paulsons aren't big throwawayers.
I know. I drive by Palmer's twice a day.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn.
Don't you have nothing else other than the burn ban? You're kind of a drag.
Winter show annual meeting's coming up.
Yep, next week.
Yeah, and the township is coming up.
21st. The 4-H has a awards banquet coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's usually the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
I think it's
the
day before the winter show on meeting. Well, it's somewhere in there. I got a notice on it.
Our tractor,
the 17th is on to 4-H.
We get the tractor in the middle of February. We get the de-thatcher the end of this month. And in December, I think the mower comes.
That's where the park will be.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said to make sure it got on this year's billing because it's all part of that.
Yeah.
That was in the bills today. Other than that, I don't think I got a whole lot. Oh, Pat, I know what I was going to ask. What do we determine on that vehicle that's up at Miller's? Do you know? He hasn't got an answer back?
I don't know.
Okay.
Are we adjourned?
Was that that Explorer we saw?
I don't think we had a motion.
No, it's a Durango.
Somebody motioned?
No, not yet.
Oh.
And so we got an engine sitting up there at Miller Motors, and they wanted like $5,500 to rebuild it. And I said, well, let's find out what an engine is, and maybe it's $3,000 more. Why would we fix an old one if we could put a new one in it for a little more? Mm-hmm. But I haven't heard back yet, so.
That's one of ours, though?
It's one of the sheriff's departments.
Yeah,
sheriff's. Yeah. Well, we're not fixing Stutzman's.
Are we sure? Well, there is a Lamar one sitting up there, too. But, so we're short one then? We're down one?
Yeah.
Or are we okay?
We're getting by. But motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pull the same sign. Thanks, everyone. Yeah.